You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got my segment here.
Look, you switched microphones on me.
And did I?
Yeah, you did. Hitting the wrong button.
Well, hold on a second. I'll switch.
No, stay where you are. But I want to explain this thing that's making me crazy.
What happened was is when David came in, we swung the mic
so
they would work better.
And you made a mess in my studio.
I'm sorry. Blame David. They're listening because they've been emailing me that they're listening. We had a great time with you guys too, David. High five to you and Marty. High five to everybody that's been on the show. But now the star of our show is a woman named Nicole Freed. Hey, welcome to the show, Nicole Freed. And yes, she's my niece.
Nice. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I like that the segment right before kind of tees up to our last portion of your show.
That's right. I didn't even realize it was happening. And I don't know if you heard me getting the Botox and the treatment there, but that was pretty fun too. And we talked about cars. It's been an absolutely great show. My mom said it's been my best ever. And that was only halfway through. But hey, you know, that's my mom. So listen, now let's talk a little bit. We don't have much time. That's why you're going to already, I'm telling you, you're going to have to come back. I know session's coming up, but we'll make time. Now, Amendment 2 is passed. What does that mean?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, to be quite honest, what it means is that it is now in the Constitution, which any patients that fall under those specific ailments that are in the Constitution will have the right to get medical marijuana in the state of Florida.
Well, that's the state Constitution, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, you know, I don't want to get people mixed up. You know, there's all this fake news going around there. Now, when does this take effect? And when it takes effect, how's it going to impact the average Joe on the street?
Well, as your listeners may or may not know, that in 2014 and then again in 2016, the Florida legislature created the structure for the dispensing of medical marijuana for both low THC for epilepsy patients and cancer patients, as well as high THC for those who are terminally ill. Mm. So there is already a structure in the state of Florida that has contemplated how to exactly dispense and implement medical marijuana. So come session, which starts in March, the legislature will be tasked with the responsibility of passing implementation language to actually put Amendment 2 in Florida statutes to kind of go hand-in-hand with the current regulatory structure.
Now, Nikki, people know I'm related to you, and I kicked this thing out, and they all started calling me and saying, how do I get a hold of Nicole Freed, because I want to do this or that in the medical marijuana world. So right now, Nicole, if somebody's really angling to get into this new industry, they see it smoking hot. Oh, my gosh. They see it going strong. I mean, well, there's too many double entendres to not be able to do it. So they're seeing that it's a very strong industry in other locations. They all want to be the first one in. Can anybody make a move right now?
No, unfortunately and unfortunately.
Okay.
The way that the current structure is that there are six licensees, mm-hmm. which are nurseries that are authorized to, it's a vertical integration in the state of Florida.
Okay.
So they are the only ones who are allowed to touch the plant, from growing to cultivation to manufacturing and ultimately dispensing. And those six can dispense in the entire state of Florida. So I would heed caution to anybody who wants to get into this industry that the Florida legislature has been very meticulous in how they want to implement medical marijuana in the state of Florida. And they're looking at it to be slow growth while recognizing that the citizens of Florida passed this with huge numbers of 71%, but have a still responsibility to control the growth of the industry and safeguard its citizens. So the legislature has that balance that they have to do to listen to the voters, but also feel the responsibility of safeguarding so that we are not becoming California and Colorado.
Well, not yet. So when will we see the move for full legalization, which is basically what the 60% that voted for this probably wanted?
Really wanted to, ultimately. Well, you know, it becomes a test of what happens in the next couple years.
Okay.
That if we have a successful rollout of the Amendment 2, as well as the current structure in the state, and everything goes positive and it's smart growth, then I think that there will be some more comfort in those who were, in fact, voting for just the medical portion those who voted against it to feel more comfortable with us going recreational. That is, unless something happens up in Washington, D.C., which, as we all know, is completely unpredictable.
Oh, that
days.
Was my next question. That was my next question. So, you know, we're talking about something. We got to talk about Mr. T. Oh, my God, I've never said that, but I think that's what I'm going to call him. That was awesome. So, Mr. T, you know, any impact there? It seems to be shifting to the right and had that big negative guy that's totally against us that he nominated. What's going on with all that?
Yeah, so basically the way there has been a memo that came out from the Department of Justice last year that said that any state who has passed any form of, whether it's medical or recreational, that as long as they are following their state guidelines and state rules, the department will not come in and basically close down shop. Under the new administration and a new DOJ secretary, they could pull back that regulation and come in and try to close down all of the states that are currently dispensing medical or recreational marijuana.
Well, listen,
or they can just continue to leave us all alone.
Well, that's what I think they should do. They should go all the way to the right and stop the libertarians from having any constituency and just say, hey, it's free will. Go for it. Hey, Nicole, I know I got to go. I know you're on the road. Can you promise me one thing, that you'll come back on the show and give us an update in a few months?
Absolutely. We'll be in the middle of session, so I'll have some updates as where the legislature is moving.
All right. Well, you're going to be our eyes and ears on the medical marijuana. Everybody's watching. It's great content. We love having you. And heck, I don't mind promoting my niece. You're a star. All right, Nicole Fried.
That.
Hey, Nikki, if somebody really wants some more information, what's a website or a place that they can look for some more info on this?
Well, my website is ignitingflorida.com. And my email address is Nikki, which is 2K, so N-I-K-K-I, at ignitingflorida.com.
All right. I'm not going to give that again because already everybody was writing it down. If anybody needs me, they can always email me to. Probably the best way to get through is to email me and let me do the due diligence. That way Nikki can stay free and clear to, so she can bring it home. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much. God bless. Travel safe. Okay, honey?
Thank you. All right. Have a good night, everyone.
I am so proud of that girl.